Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Baltimore County Public Records now accessible via Net Online for MD Real Estate Pros. Netter Online hosts a portal for searching Baltimore County public records, property tax information, and assessor data. MD Real Estate professionals can streamline due diligence and valuation research with centralized access to Baltimore County property records and tax data. Bookmark this resource for quick Baltimore County property lookups. States MDs/Baltimore County. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Maryland Real Estate Commission Rates, what MD agents need to know. Calibri Real Estate breaks down average real estate commission rates and city-by-city commission data for agents working in Maryland. Understanding local commission structures helps MD real estate professionals price their services competitively and maximize earnings in their specific markets. Review the full commission breakdown by city at the source link to benchmark your own rate strategy. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. New Maryland Property Records Search Tool consolidates owner deed and lien data. Maryland Property Checker launches a centralized platform to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens statewide. Real estate professionals in MD can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling between multiple county databases. Bookmark 8-10/maryland.propertychecker.com/ for your next property or ownership lookup. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. MD Department of Assessments and Taxation launches online property lookup tool. The Maryland Department of Assessments and Taxation now offers an official online portal for finding property information. Real estate professionals can quickly access assessment and tax records to support transactions, valuations, and client consultations across the state. Bookmark tate.maryland.gov/real-property/pages finding your property information online.ax to streamline your property research workflow. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MD jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of MD cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in 0 assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. 2 properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.